Kalim, chapter 2, Mishnah 6, Gistera. Something called the Gistera, which he explains, is an earthenware utensil that was damaged. It's been broken. It's been broken in some way, but it still holds water. Although it's unfit for its original purpose, it can still hold water. It could catch drippings or something like that. So that's a Gistera, and we're going to come to later more about a Gistera in chapter 4. But at this point, says the Mishnah, Shenimsa Bekivshan, this Gistera, this broken vessel, piece of a broken vessel, was found in the kiln. So is it susceptible to tumor or not? He says, Adshilo Nigmra Malachta, if it was broken before its manufacture was completed. So in the firing process, before it became a proper utensil, it broke. It actually broke like in the process of becoming complete. Then Tohera, it can't receive impurity, because it never was a utensil in the first place. So even though it's sort of a utensil now, because it could still catch water, but it was never a utensil that was broken that could catch water. Remember all the Mishnahs we've been doing, that if a utensil breaks and the pieces are still functional, then it's still considered a utensil. This isn't considered a utensil because it was never a utensil in the first place. Mishin Nigmar Malachta, but if its manufacturing was completed, then Tame, then it can accept impurity because now it becomes like a shard, like we've been dealing with up to now. So it doesn't bring it up here, but the Poiskim and the Mephoshim go through different ways that they can try and assess whether it was completed before it broke or after it broke. They look at the edges, they look at the color of the thing. So there were ways that they could tell. But we're not going to go into that at all. Titrus, which says the Kartia, it's a sprinkler. So it's basically like a bulb at the bottom with a whole lot of holes in it and a pipe coming up from that. So they'd pour water in the top and it would sprinkle out of the holes in the bottom. So like a shower head, exactly. That's what he says, like a shower head over here. Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok Matayr, he says it's pure. Right? It can't ever accept impurity because it can't hold any liquid. The liquid just comes out of it. But Rabbi Yossi Matama, he says it's Tame, Mipnei Shuka Moitzi Prutot, because it releases as it dribbles, as it were, he says, meaning that if you put your finger on the top, at the top hole over there, it would like hold the water into it, and then they would like release the finger, remove the finger and put it back. So he says that makes it into a utensil, and therefore it could become Tame.